This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table. And as we do that this morning, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians 1, starting in verse 3, we read, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forevermore. Amen." I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he's to be accursed. And as we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed. One of the aspects that I love most about this church is how much you love the gospel. I can't go to someone's house. I can't meet with someone for lunch or coffee. I can't talk on the phone and have a conversation with someone without being encouraged in my love for Jesus and in my love for the gospel. And I love that. That is precious to me. That is something that I'm so thankful for. This church is an evidence of God's grace and kindness to me for that very reason. However, it would be foolish to think that we are incapable of deserting quickly the one who called us by his grace. You see, it is only by God's grace that we have not deserted the gospel thus far. And it is only in the power of God's grace that we will not desert the gospel in the future. We must keep the gospel before our eyes and our hearts, and we must be diligent to not distort this precious gospel that we love so much. Only one message is a message of good news, and that is the message of Jesus Christ, giving himself for our sins so that we might be rescued from the present evil age. And it's important that we understand that the present evil age is not something outside of us, grasping for us, but the evil of this present age consists of the unregenerate, which prior to God's saving grace was us. And so once again, we're reminded of the kindness of our wonderful Savior. Such kindness of our wonderful Savior, who not only instructs us in the way that we should go, but he gives us a practical means to be able to obey him. He not only instructs us in the ways that we should go, but he has instituted a means by which we can keep the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in front of us as a body regularly. And that's what we want to do now. In obedience to Jesus' instruction, we're going to take the bread and we're going to remember his body that was broken. This was a body like no other body. This was a human body, and this was God. Sinless, perfect in holiness, deserving infinite praise and worship. And yet, he was broken, his body was beaten. The wrath of God that we deserve was poured out on his body, on him, the sinless one. And we take the cup and we remember his blood that was poured out on our behalf. And we also must understand that there's a proclamation that is taking place as we partake of the bread and the cup. We're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes again. We cannot divorce his death and his resurrection from the fact that he is returning to reign and to rule. What a joy and privilege to proclaim such things together. Now, if you do not believe in this gospel that I have spoken of, if you have not recognized Jesus as the one true God, if you have not believed in Jesus' death and in his resurrection, if you have not submitted yourself fully to his loving leadership, confessing him as your master, then I plead with you. I plead with you to repent. Repent now and believe in Jesus. Believe in this Savior. Believe and repent and trust in Christ alone. If you are not in Christ, if he is not your Savior, the wrath of God poured out on sin that caused Jesus in anticipation to sweat blood is coming. It's imminent. Unless you repent and believe on Jesus, I urge you, turn from your sin and trust in Jesus. And if you would do this now, if you would do this today, then I encourage you to rejoice and take of the bread and the juice and rejoice in the work of our Savior. However, if you refuse to trust in the Lord, then I ask, as God's word also teaches, that you would just let the cup pass by and the bread pass by, as this is a time for believers. It's a time for believers to remember their Savior. Believers, Scripture also warns of taking the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner. What constitutes taking the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner? Well, if there is sin in your life that you're aware of and have not repented of, then repent now. Repent of that sin and then take the bread and the cup and rejoice in what Christ has done in fully satisfying the wrath that we deserve and giving us a life that we absolutely in no way deserve, reconciling us to our God, to our Savior, and giving us new life in him. The men are going to come and they're going to pass the elements now. And as your heart is prepared, take them on your own.